Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. There goes Gutteridge. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. There goes Callaway. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sketchley. The throw from Swift to Gutteridge and they have Sketchley trapped. The throw over to McQuinn, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Hoge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Swift and he is safe. QL steals second. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lodigiani for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphries hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Auker moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Cullen Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. Moses moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sketchley is walked intentionally. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lobs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh bunts for an out with unknown description. Lodigiani moves to second. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground that hits Lodigiani. Lodigiani is out and Humphries is safe at first. There goes Lodigiani trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Humphries goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Swift. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Rick Farrell now catching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Moses. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Buck Ross now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine is walked intentionally. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cliff scores. One out. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lottigiani hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. Hoag goes all the way around to score. Lottigiani moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4 Browns. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Lottigiani moves to third. One out. George Dickey pinch hits for Buck Ross. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. Lottigiani scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.